2 years while wreckage and bodies from Air France Flight 447 had been brought to shore, the mystery of what caused the crash that killed 228 people remained unanswered on the Atlantic seafloor. Then, in 2011, remote submarines at last discovered the flight recorders. They revealed a terrifying chain of events. Iced up sensors, repeated alarms, and apparent pilot error as the Airbus A330 plummeted into the ocean. A 2019 ruling not to prosecute either Airbus or Air France was overturned on appeal. Last year, their trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter began.
We lost our daughter Julia and her fiancé, both 29 years old. It was, of course, a lot of suffering for both of our families, but time heals wounds. However, we still feel justice is not done.
The aircraft was approaching the equator when it flew into a severe storm, icing up airspeed sensors and disengaging the automatic pilot. The plane climbed steeply, lost speed, stalled and fell nose up toward the Atlantic. Recordings showed the most junior of the three flight crew remained in control for most of the final minutes of the flight, as the three men tried in vain to understand whether, then why, the plane was going down. Initially, magistrates attributed the crash to pure pilot error, but the victims' groups successfully argued that both Air France and Airbus should be prosecuted for alleged failings in pilot training and plane warning systems. Both companies deny manslaughter. If found guilty, it would be the first conviction of its kind in France. The maximum penalty for these corporate giants would be $247,000. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera.